Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. I am too ecstatic to be here with you tonight. Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And the day is not over, so you can't say, well, you know, it's not morning. Yeah, yeah, listen, whenever God overturns and changes your situation, morning has arrived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to continue to decree and declare that. Amen. Throughout our day. Glory, I don't care if it's midnight. This is the day. Listen, because he didn't stop making the day work because the time changed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on up in here tonight. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. We have to continue to speak, decree, and declare with it. Listen, my brother is a brother of mine, precious dear brother Chris Montgomery, who posts just phenomenal truths and declarations and decrees on Facebook. Revelation, hallelujah, from the Holy Ghost. To encourage the saints, to infuse us, if you will. And I'm telling, listen, I was reminded of a valuable thing, praise God, when I saw his post, even on today. Hallelujah. Listen, our mouths are taught. My God, there comes a time when you have to be silent and study to be quiet. Yes, but there comes a time, hallelujah and glory to Jesus, where we have to open up our mouths and decree and declare things. We got to let the devil know we are speaking spirit created by the Holy One of Israel, who's been given power, life, and death. It's the power of our tongues. Yes. That's a trick of the enemy to shut your mouth, to keep you quiet, to keep you from praising. Oh, come on. I'm speaking to some prophets tonight. Hey, glory be to God. You got to open up your mouth and speak what thus saith the Lord. Don't let thousands of those even intimidate you. Oh, he put the word in your belly and speak it. Hallelujah. Where's Jeremiah tonight? Don't you study their faces. Glory to God. He's given you power. You believe it? Hallelujah. I said he's given you power. Yes, Jesus, he's given it to you. Yeah, he has. Come on, we got to start moving. We got to start moving and move quickly, more quickly than we have been moving. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, we got to move quickly. That's what we have to do. Time is running out. Thank you, sir. Shetanaman. And the handwriting is on the wall. We got to move. Parable shaking. That don't mean move doing your own thing. That's not what that means. Come on here. Hallelujah. We got to move quickly into the things of God. Get into divine purpose like never before. Step into purpose. Hallelujah. We got to move. We got to move. And I decree and declare, yes, Lord, we're going to speak it tonight. Whatever's been holding you back, whatever's been hindering you, whatever's been blocking you, oh, whatever's been getting in your way, whatever you've been laying down with, come on up in here. That's unclean and dirty and tickling your flesh back. Got to go right now. In the name of Jesus, their souls waiting. Come on up in here. Hallelujah. Destiny is waiting. How? Your anointing in the next dimension is waiting. Hallelujah. Come on up out of there. Out of that self-pity, out of that woe is me. Come on up out of that. I'm so sick. I'm so get up. In the name of Jesus, get up. Rise up. Take up your, oh God, take up your bed and walk in the name of Jesus. It couldn't be worse. Open your mouth. How? Holla. Yes. Let the devil know I'm still here. I'm the Yomobo Kuspaha. I'm the Yomobo Shata. And there ain't a thing you can do about it. Why? Because I'm so glad you were there. Yes, as a matter of fact, yes, I am. Hallelujah. Why? Because my daddy says so. He said, I'm the apple of his eye, baby. You better recognize it. You come on, tell the devil. Would you tell him, please? I'm so special. Because he told me I have been fearfully and wonderfully made, honey. That I've been knitting and crocheting. My father said that God made me. He still has me on the potter's wheel making something wherever of course I die. Hallelujah. He taught me to sing. I'm the love of course. Sing about a doubt that it's not there. Come on here. I'm going to break you out. Come on here. I'm going to break you forth. I'm going to expand your territory. Who is God? Took it to the night. I'm going to expand your territory. Don't you sit there and let the devil play with your mind. Now, God, I'm praising. Like you done lost your neck. Oh, I can't see him about. Like you lost your mind. Yeah. Holy Ghost, thank you tonight. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the word that you're taking us into tonight. Yes, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Woo, for your preciousness. You're just so sweet, Lord. Come on. You're your Shabba. Hallelujah. You're just so precious to us. Hallelujah, and we praise you. We want you to know tonight that we love you. Hallelujah, and we appreciate you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for your wonderful kindness. Hallelujah, your tender, sweet mercies. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. Have your way in this airway tonight. Would you do that, Master? Have your way. Move in our midst. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, be with us through here. Hallelujah, because there are some demons that don't want this message to go forth. But we're not scared at all because you've given us power in the blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, depression has no place in the lives of your listeners tonight. Never again. In the name of Jesus, you've made us more than conquerors, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it doesn't mean that we won't be faced with things, but you've given us power to tread upon it. By the fire of your Holy Ghost, God, we love you for it tonight. We praise you for loving us so much. Have your way, Father. Bless each listener. In Jesus' name, have thine own way and be blessed. We praise you and love you. Seal this prayer with the Holy Ghost and with Jesus' blood. Amen. Beloved, we're going to go to Jeremiah 20. Let's get there quick because God is moving. Hey! Thank God tonight for the Holy Ghost. We want to talk about a very serious subject matter tonight. And while you're getting your Bibles and getting your verses ready to eat, hallelujah, we remind you, amen, that the pre-orders for Gateway to Glory, I'm so caught up, Lord help me, Gateway to Glory, praise God, 31 days of prayer, expecting nothing but miracles. The second edition is available for pre-order, but that pre-order window is going to close soon. Amen. The orders are coming in, and I don't want you to miss yours, okay? Get your copy, please, because that one will be autographed and personally signed by yours truly, MG Page. Amen. God has given so much revelation and yummy, yummy stuff in this second edition. I'm so, my world is being turned upside down in the process. Amen. And I've been instructed to go back and reread and reread again. Amen. Not only the second edition, but the first one. Amen. So, if you log on to my website, www.mgpage.net, you can pre-order your personally autographed copy there. Amen. And we're going to send you something a little special to go along with your copy of the book. Please do, ma'am. Please, sir. Don't just read the book. Get into the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what he's going to do to you when you pick it up. Amen. Because that's what he said. Hallelujah. He's going to yank you right on in to divine purpose. Amen. As it concerns your posture and stance in prayer. We got to get where we got to go now. Do y'all hear me tonight? How? We've been taking prayer for granted. Yes, Jesus. Yes, and even the ones that get up early in the morning and pray every year. There's another dimension, beloved. Hallelujah. We can't settle. There's so what you're getting ready to do. Amen. In through to for you. Amen. And your family, your home, your community, your business, the ministry work. Come on. He's enlarging. We got to be in place. All right. Make sure you grab your copy. Order it today. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah 20. Now, this is how it reads in King James Version. Now, Pasher, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, he was somebody in the house, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Well, he thought he was. Then Pasher smote Jeremiah the prophet. This was a chief governor in the Lord's house that hit the prophet. Now, I'm going to try to go through here and take my time and be calm. All right? Y'all pray with me. Pastor, chief governor in the house of the Lord, hit, beat, scourged, whipped, persecuted, wounded the prophet, Jeremiah. Oh, God. How does that happen in the house? Oh, Jesus. And put them in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. He locked him up in jail. Locked the prophet up. Lord, touch your people tonight. I feel you moving. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pasher, this chief governor in the Lord's house, brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. He let him go, took him out. Then said Jeremiah unto him, the Lord hath not called thy name Pasher. He's still talking. Come on here. But Magog Mishabi, Lord Jesus, God said, God, he has a new name for you. Your name is no longer Pasher, but danger everywhere. Terror on every side. Lord, I hope you're praying with me because I'm trying. I'm going to try. Lord, after the prophet was locked up in jail, that he had a word for a persecutor. Lord, have mercy, people. And I want you to know tonight, God is not concerned about your title or position. When he said, and through my prophet's mouth, he means what he says. Yeah, verse 4. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself. Oh, God. And to all thy friends, you with your bad self, Pasher. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot your name is Magog Mishabib. Danger everywhere. And they shall fall by the sword of their enemies. Uh-oh, watch your connections tonight. In fact, I shall behold it. I'm going to get you, Pasha, and I'm going to get your friends. I'll come on top of the bow. Listen, beloved, be careful who you call friends tonight. Rest by Consobo. If you linked up with sin, you better be careful. And the bow, Koshma. Because look at what happened. God spoke judgment not only against Pasha, but his connections too. He said, your friends, they're going to fall by the sword of their enemies, and thy eyes shall behold it. I'm going to let you stand back and watch your friends get killed. Horrible Kushmanda. Thou play with God, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. And he shall carry them captive into Babylon and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, oh, he ain't finished. I will deliver all the strength of this city, New York, where you at, and all the labors thereof, Orlando, Florida, where you at, and all the precious kings thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, Maryland, where you at, will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall, what, spoil them, plunder them, take them, and carry them into Babylon. There's going to be captivity in America. Detroit, Cuxbo, Le Camanza, another level Cosma, Dallas, Fort Worth, the cities of America better wake up. Judgment lies at the door. It has already begun. Come on here. Look at this. And thou, Pasha, the High Chief Governor of the Lord's house, where's the church? And all that dwell in thy house shall go into captivity. Lord, have mercy. And thou shalt come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied lies, your daughter, through here. Oh, everybody in your house, danger everywhere, that's your new name, is going to die, you too, and be buried in the foreign land. Lord Jesus, oh Lord, thou hast deceived me. Now Jeremiah is talking. He done prophesied the Lord is there. Lord, you deceived me and I was deceived. I mean, you have a relationship with God. There's certain things you can say, all right, and not get killed. Is that all right? All right, say be stupid now. But listen to the heart of the prophet. Lord, you have deceived me, Lord. You tricked me. How many of y'all felt like that? When the Holy Ghost led you to a place, everything got there, everything was going right in the beginning. But all of a sudden, more hell broke loose. And you said, Lord, this ain't the last time I'm going here. Let's come up on the push. You done tricked me, Lord. You done tricked me. And I was deceived. Look at what happened here in verse 7. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed. I am in division daily. Everyone mocks me. I done obeyed you. Uh-oh. And know what you told me to do, Daddy? The people laughing at me. I just got the meat beat off me. Come on here. For speaking your word. Oh, doing what you say. I'm in trouble. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, help your prophets tonight. Help your prophets. They become the laughing stock of the church, Lord Jesus. Some have been sat down because they done prophesied too much truth. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. But since I spake verse 8, I cried out, I cried violence, spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. See, I'm not one of them prophets that can say, well, I'm sure you find your time to pie and cake. You're so wonderful. I prophesied violence, destruction. Get your hands in there. You live in shame. You're working straight. In the month of the Lord, you need a blood bath. And look at where it got me. Look at where it got me. Got me a job. Oh, Lord, there is. Get it most yonder of a high. So I made a decision. The prophet is telling God what he did. Now, let's look at this here. I decided I'm not going to make mention of him. The Lord gets me in trouble. My daddy gets me in trouble. I'm not going to mention his name no more. Not speaking anymore in his name. I'm not going to. I'm finished. I'm done with church folk. I don't want to have no real church. I don't want to hear nothing about no word. I'm listen. I'm done. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to speak no more in his name. This is what the list. Come on, look what Jeremiah said. Well, look at what happened. I said that. And I think I meant it when I said it, because I was very upset. I was hurt. I was wounded. But it led, God, was in my heart as a burning fire. Shut up. In my bones. Oh, Jesus. We got to examine this. We got to examine this. How many of you said I ain't going to do nothing for the Lord? I love him, but I'm going to keep my praise and my worship and my commitment to him. Our marriage quiet, because every time I try to do what he tells me, that shit goes. The devil is praising. War is turning up against me. The healing is praising. Gets turned up just for me. And you decided you ain't got nothing to do with it no more. You ain't going to preach. Forget about prophesying. I don't want to encourage nobody. I'm not going to even testify. Don't get mad when you say your testimony. But that would have been different. And we would have dealing with Mickey Mouse. It would have been different. If I was talking about the stand, I'd mercy. But we talk about the word. Yeah. That's the power of the word. Get it in your heart. These are the last days. It's not enough to know the word. In your mind, the word will get in your heart. Get you to walking right. Get you to talking right. Get you to thinking right. I couldn't deny his words. That word get up all in your bones. In the matter, Shababokush. Yeah, the word of God is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It gets down in the marrow. It reveals the intents of the heart. You ain't dealing with no ancient fables and no words just typed on a page. You're dealing with Jesus, the living word. Now, living bread, spirit, and life. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can. You can sit there and act like you ain't been touched by the word, and that word ain't penetrate you. Holy Ghost will set a fire to your tail. My God, where's the prophets tonight? I know you've been hurt. This word is for the wounded warrior tonight. It's all right. It's all right. The fire can't go out. Jesus, I love you. I said your fire won't go out. It doesn't matter what the devil thinks he's doing. I'm the devil shy. You can shut me up in a physical prison. But his word, his power, his Holy Spirit can't be locked up. You got power, beloved. Listen to what Jeremiah said. He said, listen, I couldn't contain the word. I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. I tried to hold the word in. Y'all know y'all sitting there. Some of y'all gonna happen this weekend when you go to the temple. You try to sit there and be quiet. Man, that organ started playing, and it wasn't so much the organist, but my Holy Ghost got up in there and touched you. Rekeba, you couldn't keep still. All your body bits flew out. Because you tried to keep your cool. But when the word get up in you, you can't deny that power. This is what he said. Listen to what Jeremiah said. He said, for I heard the deceiving of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. They were whispering behind my back. Yeah. All my familiars watched for my heartache. My hatred was standing around saying, maybe he'll be enticed. Maybe he'll fall flat on his face. And then we can get rid of him for good. I'm sick and tired of hearing him prophesy, gloom and doom all the time. He always got something to say. Come to the bush. Listen, there, which is the word I said it on you, baby. That said, I wish he'd shut up. I wish he'd shut up. I'm so sick of him. Break come on, son, that I've got. Here in the book, who's behind? Break me up a little shot. Here in the book, who's shut up? Holy Ghost is tearing him down right now. Every enemy that's risen against you, that is moving your spirit, that has been backbiting and gossiping, trying to rip your name, going to the pastor behind you, trying to assassinate your character, trying to throw dirt on your ministry. You need the dirt to build. This is what happened. But the Lord is with thee. Come on here, Jeremiah. As a mighty terrible one. And they shall not prevail. Your head is no prevail, prophet. Hallelujah.
the persecutors going to fall. Look what happened. They shall be greatly ashamed, but they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall not be forgotten. For the Lord of hosts that tries the righteous and sees the reins in the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't even got to ask God to do it. He's going to do it. Huh? Vengeance belongs to him. He will repay. For unto thee have I opened my jaws. Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, prophet. For he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evil doers. Come on, see. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, the prophet was so much in a derision. Derision means a confusion, a hurt place, a place of being wounded and scorned. So much so that he cursed the day that he was born. Listen to me. Some of y'all have been there asking God to literally take you out. Rebbe Kishma. Even after Jeremiah recognized that God, he remembered that God was with him and for him, he fell again into derision and discouragement and despair. Listen, the Holy Ghost comes to raise you up out of that pit tonight. You are going to live and not die. Do you understand that tonight? I don't care what death sentence the enemy has placed on you. There's no devil's death row that can hold. Do you understand? Look at what's been happening in the news and how after so many years, people have been vindicated. How have been released from prison for things that they should not do. There's a purpose for you even in the prison. Do you understand that tonight? Hallelujah! God is going to use you there, Jesus. And then he's going to promote you past the place of persecution. Hallelujah! God, will you seal your word tonight with the blood of Jesus? After just lifting up the hung down head tonight, a lifting bread and the bosses in the name of. But I thank you for all the tiny demonic justice against two people. But I thank you that the spirit of Jezebel is crushed tonight. Rekia, yes, God, the spirit of passion is ruined. Kandarabosh, Makai. This sound unempowered. This mandate to the name of the prophet will speak. What will save the Lord without fear and reward and without shame, but with holy fire, courage, and boldness. In Jesus' name and by the power of his blood, we seal it. We bind retaliation and every trick of the devil right now. Every bit of backlash and vengeance, we curse in Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. I got to go. But listen, I'll be back here same time, same station, if it be the Lord's will. Next Wednesday, keep me in your prayers. Will you do that? And know that you're in my thoughts and prayers always. In Jesus' name, I love you. Good night.